From the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had arisen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form, the two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. The gospel of the Lord." How often do we hear in the Gospels after the resurrection that they simply did not believe? Point blank. Didn't believe. They didn't believe. Many of us, I think, can identify ourselves with that predicament. Sometimes we don't believe. And one of the primary reasons is because if God loves you, he's going to show his love to you by sending you a lot of trials. Take that for granted. The great St. Louis de Montfort, he would say goodbye to his friends by saying, "May God bless you and give you many small crosses in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen or oh me, oh me." St. Louis de Montfort. St. Louis de Montfort and St. Francis of Assisi, one day, they didn't have a cross. And they said, "What a cross it is not to have a cross." Because they were so accustomed to the cross. We said that prayer of St. Francis in Lent. "We adore you, Christ, and we bless you because by your..." That's St. Francis's prayer, by the way. "We adore you, Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world." Being a writer, I like to, I'm not a fiction writer, but I can create fictional stories with a certain ease, and I'd like to give you one today related to this topic. This is the one I've created for funerals. Funerals are tough. And usually when there's a funeral, there's someone at funeral that has not accepted the death but rather there's a certain rebellion against why God allowed that person to die. I think all of you know what I'm talking about. Maybe yourself. Why did that person have to die? So here's a story that I've used over the years. This is an Ignatian contemplation. Utilize your imagination now. Have any of you ever climbed mountains? I climbed the Alps in Italy. I lived in Italy for 7 years. I also climbed Mount Kearsarge in New Hampshire. So I'm not an expert mountain climber, but I can hold my own. So try to imagine Mount Aconcagua between Chile and Argentina. La Cordillera, okay? About 6,000, is the highest mountain in Chile, Argentina. Okay, try to imagine you're climbing that, and you're transformed into an ant, little ant, una pequeña hormiga, ant. You're at the foot of the mountain. Then, God transforms you, the ant, into an eagle, flying, hovering over the very top of the mountain. If you're not expert in ants or eagles, I'll give you a mini course. An ant does not see that well. You ever hear the expression, eagle eye Bill? Ojos de águila. Eagles have very penetrating vision. Here's the $100 question. Better say the $1,000 question. Inflation over the past 2 years, right? Which of those two has a much more extensive panoramic vision of the mountain? The ant or the eagle? Can't hear you. You're all very intelligent. We are the ant and God is the eagle. We're the ant and God's the eagle. We are encrusted into a specific moment in time. We're in time. God lives in the eternal present. Past, present, and future in God converges in the same moment, if we can say that. God knows what is best for us. And for that reason, God sends us trials. Look at the first reading today. Peter and John, you know, healing this paralytic. What an incredible miracle. Right away you got the high priests that are criticizing them, condemning them, telling them to shut up. And then a little bit later they're going to be thrown in jail, they're going to be whipped. Is that good or bad? In Peter's letters he says, rejoice when you can suffer for the sake of Christ. One of the Beatitudes, blessed are those who are persecuted. Theirs is the kingdom of God. So when you have trials, remember the little story of Father Broom, climbing the mountain, the ant and the eagle. We are an ant with a very, very limited vision and barely seen beyond our nose. God is an eagle hovering over the whole universe. Everything that God does, He does out of love for you and for me, and so that one day we will arrive at eternal salvation. Amen.